Lindsey Graham, the Logan Act notwithstanding, seems to be trying to mold that foreign policy to his own liking. You saw the clips of Lindsey Graham and his new buddy. They don't agree on anything except this, Richard Blumenthal, when they were encouraging Zelensky to be optimistic. Optimistic about what? Isn't Trump at the end of his rope on Ukraine?
These are two people, Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal, who have bragged about how they're using Ukraine to bleed Russia. Lindsey Graham was so happy that Ukraine would, in his words, fight to the last person. He said, this is the best money we've ever spent. Richard Blumenthal said almost the exact same thing, that this is the best investment we've ever done because we're taking out a rival Russia without sacrificing any American soldiers. So what they're really saying is this is great because Ukrainians are being used as cannon fodder on our behalf. And that's what they want to keep going. That's what they're trying to enlist Zelensky in continuing. And Zelensky has an intent to do that because he himself walked away from a peace deal that could have ended all this 3 years ago. And now he doesn't want to have to admit defeat, that he doesn't want to have to admit that he could have avoided so much death and destruction had he accepted a far more favorable peace deal than the one that Russia is offering now. And plus, he also has the traditional threat of radical ultranationalists threatening him if he makes peace with Russia. So people like Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal are taking advantage of that to basically continue the current strategy of sending more Ukrainians off to die, all while Russia takes more territory. But Russia does take strategic hits. Like, for example, this recent attack was a hit to Russia. It was embarrassing. It damaged some important aircraft. And Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal love that because they don't care that the cost will simply be more dead Ukrainians.